USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is delaying plans at the post office ahead of the 2020 presidential election. This comes after at least 20 state attorneys generals announced plans to sue DeJoy. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Fox News regarding the hubbub at the post office.
And this Postmaster General did the right thing, said we're going to put these decisions, these operational decisions on hold. But they're not President Trump's operational decisions. They came from 2011 under the Obama administration.
Republican leaders say they will not be supporting a standalone postal bill, but are willing to negotiate for funding for the Postal Service as part of a scaled-down coronavirus relief package. The House is expected to return to Capitol Hill on Saturday to pass the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of the energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
In just 8 months since the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the United States, a grim reminder of just how bad the virus really is. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in the United States, following heart disease and cancer. The coronavirus now causing more deaths than diabetes and Alzheimer's, with an average of more than 1,000 fatalities a day recently.
Dozens of wildfires are burning up more than 141,000 acres in the northern half of California. The largest is the SCU Lightning Fire Complex in Santa Clara County, which has burned more than 85,000 acres and threatens 1,400 structures. The LNU Lightning Complex is in Napa, Sonoma, and Solano counties and has burned more than 46,000 acres and led to a red flag warning in Vacaville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is lashing out against automotive giant Goodyear after the company reportedly announced a zero-tolerance policy for MAGA gear. The president via Twitter saying, "Don't buy Goodyear tires." They announced a ban on MAGA hats. The president was responding to reports that circulated after a leaked training slide shows Goodyear's zero-tolerance policy, which apparently applies to support for Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, and President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. According to the same policy, support for LGBTQ issues and the Black Lives Matter movement were reportedly acceptable in the workplace. Goodyear did respond in a statement saying, "We do allow our associates to express their support on racial injustice and other equality issues, but ask that they refrain from workplace expressions, verbal or otherwise, in support of political campaigning for any candidate or political party." It's been 9 days since a storm with hurricane-force winds knocked out power for 500,000 people in Iowa. Todd Pritchard with ITC Midwest says linemen are working 16-hour days to restore electricity.
Our transmission system extended from west of Boone all the way to the Mississippi River, and that's 200 miles. So we talk about the magnitude of the storm, not only the severity of the storm, but the geographical area covered by the storm.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.